It was land. That's what it was. People wanted land. If they had land, they had something they could hold on to. Land in Virginia or Pennsylvania or Ohio could be bought, but nobody could afford it. The impresarios promised land for 12 and a half cents an acre, and a settler with a family could receive as much as 177 acres of prime land, and a settler with a family could receive as much as 177 acres of prime farmland and 1,200 acres of rangeland. It was enough to give a man a good start. To get the land, we had to become Mexican citizens and Catholics. We were hungry for land, though, and for a time, things went very well. But pretty soon, things changed when Santa Anna became president of Mexico. People said he was no longer a president, but a dictator. He put in a customs house at Anahuac, and guards put a heavy tax on anything we had to buy from America. Then, he said there were too many Americans in Texas, and he would not let any more come in. Things kept getting worse, and we had to do something. We got together and had a big consultation to set up a new state government. At first, we did not want to break away from Mexico. All we wanted was just to be able to have a say in our own lives. Sam Houston was there. William Barrett Travis was there. So was James Bonham, Jim Bowie, Stephen Austin, Henry Smith, and a lot of others. There was a lot of speech making, but when everybody got through, we had our own government. Of course, like Sam Houston said, talking was one thing, doing was something else. And there was plenty of times we thought we'd bit off more than we could chew.
In 1819, a financial panic gripped the young, struggling United States, and people lost their homes and farms. And since it was an agrarian society, they also lost their livelihoods. It was a perfect situation for the impresarios. When people heard of the land in Texas, which was then in Mexico, there were many who were ready to move, particularly those who were living in places where land prices were high and credit was no longer available. One of the most successful impresarios was a Missouri man named Stephen Austin. Austin's father, Moses, had been a merchant in St. Louis when it was owned by Spain. He spoke Spanish and knew Spanish officials and secured a 200,000-acre land grant in the Mexican state of Texas.